What we've covered so far, dealing with the biblical basis for apologetics, we've defined apologetics as a defense of the Christian faith. We've talked about different methodologies, really three different methodologies and seven different branches. We showed that fideism or anti-apologetics, why that's not scriptural, and why the scriptural view is that Christianity is a reasonable faith that can be defended. And we said that the Bible commands us to do apologetics. The Bible speaks of God revealing himself in nature and through nature, so we can find evidence for God's existence and for moral laws in nature. And the Bible speaks of historical evidences, so we can go to history for evidence that Jesus is who he claimed to be, and that the Bible is God's word. And then we started showing that the early church defended the faith. Peter, many times in his sermons, which were very early in church history, the first one was just 50 days after the crucifixion on the Feast of Pentecost, but these early sermons, he would talk about the resurrection, and then he would say, and we are all witnesses of that fact. And that's not just if you're trying to persuade your listeners to accept your religion, if you're just making up this resurrection thing, the dumbest thing you can do is say that, oh yeah, and by the way, we're all witnesses of this resurrection. I mean, you're just begging for an obvious refutation. But the fact of the matter is, there really wasn't any solid refutation, and the apostles had nothing to hide. And did I talk about why I think that the 3,000 people came to Christ on the Feast of Pentecost? This was the same crowd that 50 days earlier was there for Passover. And it got dark in the middle of the day when Christ was being crucified. The veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom, several tons, giving access into the Holy of Holies.